Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
More B-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here, on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
We are back on the V Show here on ESPN 680 1057. Couple things before we get rolling here. I like that, which you told me I would, yeah. And I did. And secondly, I'm getting older, so I forget things, but I'm fairly sure that's not Stephen Foster's song, right? I didn't think that, that wasn't. That was,
that's not Stephen
Foster's song. I didn't remember it like that, but I don't know. I forget things. But it has something to do with our next guests. Who we've had some interaction with in the past. First of all, well, you introduced them.
Yeah. So we got our guys Demi, KD, and B Still.
Buffalo Steel in the studio, guys. What's appreciate happening? You guys.
Thanks for coming by, fellas.
Now, two of you guys are familiar faces with KFOV. You know, B Steel played in our bocce tournament a couple times. Demi was part of our virtual concert we did during the lockdown. So, and Katie, now you officially have an open invite to participate in any KFOV events as well. We'd love to get you guys out there playing bocce with us.
I'll teach them how to play bocce.
Yeah, there you go. I was going to say. Yeah. So very, very cool stuff. My man, I want to give a shout out to Clark and Kevin with Hatfield Media, who passed along that song to me when you guys first, you know, released it. I was one of the first guys that got to listen to it. I love the original, but the new remix with you guys is absolutely fantastic. And so we got to talking about you guys coming in on the air. You know, it's summer radio. We can have a little bit of fun this time of year. But just like, how did it come about that you guys wanted to come out with a new version of the song 20 years after the original inception?
You want it?
Demi, you want to start it off?
Yeah. Well, I'll go in with it. It's odd how the 20-year thing came up. Really, I think it was a subconscious thing, probably on KD's part, really, because he just happened to reach out to me. You know, it's like, hey, it's time. Like, let's do this again. Let's do this, but let's switch it up. Let's change it up. Let's do it from the ground up. Let's do live instruments. You know, let's do new features. Let's do this. Let's do that. And I was like, all right, yeah, I'm down. Just let me know. And then it turns out it's like, well, it's actually been 20 years, right. Which is hard to believe.
Going into it, I wasn't really like looking at the necessarily 20-year thing. So it kind of all happened organically. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, we did it in partnership with Hatfield Media. Mm-hmm. And we was just at a outing together one evening and just organically talking. Like, I knew them guys, like Clark and Kev, probably for about like a year, year and a half before they even really knew that I was like KD, the artist. Right. So it's like it just organically just a conversation started. They found out I used to do music, and then we just collab. It was just literally just very organic. Who, just like, hey, let's redo the song.
Who wrote this?
We all wrote our independent
verses. You wrote
verses.
Your parts.
Wrote our parts.
Okay, so cool.
And it's based all off of the original one.
Very cool.
Which basically we all wrote our own parts on there, but it was kind of like a collaboration of me and Demi and the like the Villbillies and Nappy Roos and then one of my good friends, Goodfella, at the time. So we just kind of, like I said, redid it. Every sound you heard, like I said, he was saying, is a live instrument. So it's like we had a guy come in, play the harmonica, play the guitar. Like everything is live. That's what makes it so.
In the original, how was the music created for that if it wasn't live people playing?
So what happened with that was I was in Atlanta just hanging out with one of his bandmates from Nappy Roots, Scales from Nappy. We just literally hanging out in Atlanta in the studio. Scales is playing some songs, some beats. Rather, some production. And so I just picked that up. I'm like, man, that sounds like a nice beat. It's from a guy that lived in Germany. He didn't even live here in America. He literally, a guy named Shuko, he lived in Germany. And he just basically, you know, got on a keyboard, you know, and took some samples and made a beat and sent it to Scales. And I just picked that one and called up Demi at that kind of like the same way this time. I just called up Demi. Like, hey, man, I got this song I want us to do about unity, bringing people together, Kentucky together, just positive energy.
Yep.
And he was all on board with it. Same way, 20 years later, I called him like, hey, man, I want to redo the song, Demi. You know, and he's like, let's do it. So
that's awesome.
And I just happened to be hanging around KD at the time, man. So I was like, you know what? You got to have somebody. We were talking about Fish Scales being from Millersville, Georgia on this song. And you know, I ain't gonna say I felt some type of way about that. It's my dog, but you know, I felt like you know I could come and represent Kentucky and Nappy Roots as well. So it all just kind of came together real perfect. You
right.
Just loving some guy walking around Berlin, not knowing that he helped write a song.
That's right.
You know, the my old Kentucky.
Oh, well, once the record deal and all that came over, he found out and he knew it. He made sure he got compensated for it.
No question.
So the first song, I mean, where did it reach on, like, regionally? Like, it was, like, a crazy big hit, the original, the one 20 years ago, right?
At one point in time, it was literally, like, the number one played song just period on 99.7, 98.9.
Yeah.
The same week the album came out, Kanye West's album Gold Digger came out, and Kanye West's album was number one in all of America except in all of Kentuckiana.
Really?
My album was number one in all of Kentuckiana. It was literally over every song, hands down, just played the most. It even reached like the Billboard. It was like number 54 or something on the top 100. 54, 64 on the
I remember
top
it being a
Billboard
massive
charts.
Hit. Yeah. And you couldn't turn the radio without listening to it. And I mean, the great thing was it was so darn catchy that I didn't get sick of it.
Right. That was a feel good positive song.
Yeah, it was so catchy. So, like the creative process, you guys kept it still sounds like the original, but different enough because of all the live instruments in there. But was there anything in there that you guys are most proud of saying like to me, I really like that little guitar riff, that's my favorite part. But I mean, was there a conscious effort to be hey, how do we make this sound different enough, but also true to the original?
So everybody, and I'm gonna let Demi chime in on this because he had a big part in this. Everybody who played an instrument, they understood the assignment. Mm-hmm. That it was a remake, not a remix. Mm-hmm. We wanted to remake it in the same essence, mm-hmm. but different. And a couple of key sounds and instruments in there was key. You know, that had to have that just to represent the song. You know what I'm saying? And Demi and Daniel Rucker, they really pretty much, he can chime in, put hours of work into piecing it together.
And shout out to Ruck. He had a huge part in this and the grueling process of, again, trying to remake something, but in a new fashion. It's not an easy task.
Right.
You know, I mean, you would try to take an element of the old song and then add a new element of a live aspect to it, and that just didn't work. You had to start from the ground up, but you had to keep the same rhythm, the same. You didn't want to change the flow of the hook too much. You didn't want to make it unrecognizable, but you wanted to make it new and fresh at the same time.
Right.
And that's really tough to do, especially when you're trying to explain this to musicians walking in, because they weren't a part of the original.
Yeah. Right.
So it's
just
a process.
The guy from Germany.
Right. Yeah. He's gone. He's in Germany or whatever he's doing. Good for him. Shout out to that guy. But
ESPN Germany. I hope he's enjoying the show.
ESPN the Deutsch.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, it had to be fresh. It had to be new, but it had to have the same vibe and feel of the togetherness and the groove and all that. Still had to be there.
Right.
So, and the recipe ended up working. It took a little longer than we thought. But at the end of the day, we're real happy with it. Shot a video. It was amazing.
Happy video. Yeah. And it's just good vibes. It definitely plays off.
And it shows the unity of the city.
Yeah, right.
You know, even though it is in some essence still segregated in ways, which it is.
Unfortunately,
But in a lot of ways, it's not too. And we wanted to showcase that.
Yeah, we basically wanted to showcase what it could be. You don't have to just believe the stereotype. You don't have to just fall into what's the word I'm looking for? Like that portrayal of it has to be segregated. It has to be this. It has to be black, white, blue, whatever it has to be. No, literally, it can be everybody together. We all kind of have the same goal. Take care of your family. Feed your home.
I'm glad you sang the lyrics because I listened to it. Because you talked about young, old, black, white. I am old. Sorry. Mm, yeah. Sometimes I wish I weren't. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the message. And sometimes, and I'm going to be honest with you, sometimes I listen to something and I'll think, I kind of like that. But I don't know if I'm really supposed to like that. That's not really for me. And you're telling everybody, hey, this is for y'all. This is for everybody.
Yeah,
and I admire. And every time I run into you guys, I'm inspired by the positivity you bring. The stuff I know you're doing with educating and trying to inspire kids to go through and get education, and because of your history and what you've done. And this message could not be more timely. So even though the song's 20 years old, this is more timely a message probably now. Mm-hmm. Even. So I mean, so if I had a, you're the only ones with hats. If I had a hat, I'd tip it to you. So.
Well, I love that, and I know we all appreciate that. I'll speak for us all on that. I think because at the end of the day, there's a lot of things in life are fear-based. They always have been, but they definitely are because of social media. And a lot of music out there is like, look what I got that you don't got, kind of a feel. And, all three of us have had a lot more than, you know, maybe the average person should at one point in time, whether that's success or a little bit of money here and there, or whatever the case may be, or got to do cooler stuff. Maybe we get to travel more or did. But we also have lived that other side of it, the lower standard of it. You know what I mean? We get it. We've done all of that too. And I think the song is trying to tell people, hey, you know, we're all the same, whether you think so or not. And I think the video proves that we can all get together and we can have a good time and we got a lot more in common than you think. And I think at the end of the day, that's the message.
It's a great message.
No, a couple of things. Well, first off, Be Still, you know, what was it like being on the new version? I mean, you were probably a fan of the original, you know.
Of course.
With, you know, had connections to it, obviously. There was definitely a Nappy influence, like, as part of it. But just when you were approached by these guys about, mm-hmm. Spitting your verse on there, just, I mean, what was your initial reaction to that?
I mean, honestly, it is a lot of pressure because, you know, this song was – it could be known as the Kentucky anthem, you know, so we definitely didn't want to fall short of that mark. We wanted to make sure that it was going to stay an anthem. And that's a lot of pressure on somebody when it comes to writing a song, you know what I'm saying? You got to make sure that it hits all people, all walks of life. And so, you know, it took me a little second to sit on the song, but, you know, once KD and I talked about it, you know, the ideas just kind of flow real, real easy. And, I think we recorded in the next day or two, the same week, you know
Did
what I'm saying?
Really? Yeah. I was going to ask about that, how long the process was.
It was like the difference is, like, we all have a relationship without music. We all, like, talk without music. Like, me and him would be hanging, have nothing to do with music.
Right, right, right.
We've been, like, at all, ever, like, just because we cool. And, like, that makes it easier to fund this. You
right,
see what I'm saying?
For sure.
Because we all already had a relationship without music. It wasn't just, like, picking random people just
right,
to
forcing
do
forcing them into a room and saying create.
Yeah, yeah, it was all organic. Yeah.
But it's still hard. I mean, I love reading about people that make their livings doing things that I have never done. And I just read Bruce Springsteen's biography and the amount of time it takes to create one song for some of these guys. You know, walking around with a pad suddenly and they're writing notes down and then getting in the studio. And it's not like – I always wonder how it gets from here
the song,
to there for you guys.
Right. The song itself took a longer time.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Produce. The whole – from the idea to the actualization even of the original song. How long does that take?
It could be different. For me, a lot of the time it's just catching a moment, catching a creative moment. But you never know when the creative moment
is. It's
going to come. I've literally woke up out of my sleep and wrote a song. I've literally have been sitting in the car rider line, waiting in the long car rider line to pick up my kid and to wrote a verse.
Yeah.
So it's literally just about catching that wave.
I wrote the song in 15 minutes. Yeah. It all just came at once. And it was just like.
Or it could take. A week.
Years.
Yeah. I got a song called Station Maria. It's about my firstborn daughter, and it took me about 8 years to brew. You see what I'm saying? And then when I heard the beat, I heard the music, I was like, that's the song I'm going to write this to. And it all came out in like 30 minutes. Yeah,
I love that. I love the creative process fascinates me.
Right.
I sometimes will listen to, you know, whatever type of music I want, and it's a song that, you know, you've heard over and over, and it's become part of the landscape of America. And I think, you know, that didn't exist. I'm amazed by that. There was nothing there. There was literally nothing there. And the idea came here, and then it went there, and then there was instruments, and there was vocals and arrangements, and now everybody knows it. You could go anywhere, and everybody knows that. That's fascinating to me. And see, I do this, I talk, and then I leave, and it's all gone. You know, so I don't have anything. So I admire what you guys do. You have literally a track record that's going to be there long after you're gone. A legacy, if it were. Not that you're dying.
And I love how you said that because we don't live forever, but music can.
Yeah. Well, that's the point.
And
he said it 5 seconds, it took me 4 minutes.
That's what makes him a songwriter right there.
One of my favorite lines in the song is in KD's verse, right, talking about kind of like coming back home and, you know, I did some things right, did some things wrong. And it just reminded me because I remember listening to the song when I was in high school. And just like, but like it kind of brought me back to like those high school days. And then I just kind of thought about all the things, you know, just like everybody. Like, we all have, you know, mistakes we make along the way growing up and everything, and also things we're proud of and everything like that. But just like, what speaking to those artists 20 years ago when you made this song, what's like something you guys have like all learned in your path that maybe you would tell those guys 20 years ago when they originally made the song?
Here's I'll tell you this. I'll tell you 20 years ago, even though we had the idea of, you know, doing a video for this and we never did, I don't think it would have went as smoothly as the one we did here recently. Sure. So
why do you say that?
Well, because, you know, there's a difference between 24-year-old Demi and 44-year-old Demi. And I'm sure they could probably say the same. And I'm sure the cats that they hang out with are probably – they've been through a lot. See, once you start having kids, or losing in life or having jobs, and you just, the life experience, somebody in their, you know, 40s or whatever, or 30s or whatever, how old you want to claim to be, you handle things a lot different. You look for the best in people. You don't walk around with that fear. You don't have that shrug in your shoulders. You don't have that. Like, well, at least in my circles. But 20 years ago, had some ego issues. Had some people that we wanted to make a part of everything we did, and they'd end up wilding out and acting like a big dummy and, you know, drinking too much, and things happen. You know, so for whatever reason, 20 years later, we redid it, and I think in a more mature way than we did the first time around. And I think I'm just glad the video, because videos live forever just like the songs do, and I don't know what it had been like 20 years ago. We had a good message, but maybe not everybody around us would have been able to support that message as well. Is right, all I can right. tell you. Yeah.
It's good. Good stuff. All right. We only got a couple of minutes left. I'm doing the lawyer thing where I ask a question I know some of the answer to. What's coming up? No, not that kind of question. What's coming up for you guys?
Okay. Well, Nappy Roots actually has a show this weekend. It's Friday, the 28th at the Amp at Log Steel Distillery. And it's about an hour away, but I think it's the most beautiful venue as far as music venues go in the state of Kentucky. And we'll be performing this song live, nice. You know, the My Old Kentucky Home song, Demi, myself, KD, on stage live for the first time.
We'll be in the building, yeah. 28th.
Doing this New song. Haven. So it's Nappy Roots, PD Pablo, and me, Demi, and KD this Friday.
Yeah, this Friday. Come check us out. Be there early.
That's awesome. So any new music, new tracks coming out or anything like that? I know you just had one come out.
Nappy Roots, yeah, we've been working. We're still dropping music. We had the Nappy for Life Part 1 record actually just dropped. So we put out a album, like a real record playing album that you can order on nappyroots.com. And the second part to that installment, we've been working on it and just dropping singles.
Vinyl.
Oh,
I love this guy.
So, you know, we're taking it back to the old school. You
I
know,
like vinyl, baby. Good. Yes.
And we got a new song coming out this Friday as well called Floating with the Wind. So, yeah, new song, new video, new content.
Now, I got to ask you, like, you've brought beer to me in the past, and it's been delicious.
Yeah.
You brought some to the Kentucky Castle when we were doing the bocce tournament down there. But we have a golden ale with watermelon. Can you explain this as I'm cracking this on
air? Oh, you going to crack it on air?
Yeah, I'm going to crack it
on air.
Okay,
it's cold too, man, so yeah, no, I want an honest reaction.
This is good. This is nice and chilled.
So. All right, so this is what
smells
I call
good.
This is summer in a can right here. So this is watermelon chicken and grits. It's a beer that Nappy Roots has collabed with Against the Grain.
Yeah.
It's a golden ale with a hint of watermelon.
This is one of the most refreshing beers I've ever had.
All right, man. This check is in the mail.
This is fantastic. It's so light. It just has like a hint of fruit. So it's not like a fruity beer.
It's not a fruity beer.
It's a beer
for beer drinkers. And then it's one of those beers that if you're not really a connoisseur like you and myself are, you can still enjoy the beer. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I'm going to crack one, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, cheers me. Cheers me. Yeah, absolutely.
Just enjoying
yeah, there we go.
What are y'all going to do with
salute.
That third one, though?
That was good. I mean, by all means, yeah. Yeah. Pops is more of an Italian vino prosecco guy.
We have a very important meeting with a client at 3:30, and I know maybe at 4, not right now. No, that's okay.
It'll be a fun meeting.
This is fantastic.
So, yeah, thank you. I appreciate you. And like I said, this will be on sale at the Amp and Log Steel this Friday as well. So
excellent. Watermelon, chicken, and grits, man. Fantastic.
Well, yes, sir.
I wish all of you guys nothing but success. You're a joy every time I get to run into you all. And this is a wonderfully timely What'd you call it? It's not a remake. So how do you refer to this? It is a remake. It's not a remix.
It's a remake.
So it's a wonderfully timely remake of a song that was already immensely popular. So congratulations.
And I got to say this. I'm glad I was able to put a verse on this one. Because in the past, they just used me for my voice.
You didn't get to put your own verse on last time?
No.
Yeah, you said man,
No, but I got to this time, so.
All things worth having are worth waiting for.
That's, see.
And you got the dog in the video.
And I got the dog in the video. Let's not even go down that road, Katie. Let's not even do it.
We're not talking about shout a slang out to Charlie. Dog. We're talking about a literal dog?
Yeah. My dog is my.
Is your dog.
Yeah, it's my dog. You know? It's my dog. So. Right.
Guys, thanks so much. Where are they finding this?
Oh, you find it on Spotify. On I've been cranking it on YouTube, yeah. But yeah, where else is there? Any other spots we need to?
Everywhere.
I was gonna say it's like I'm pretty
Spotify,
pretty sure it's
Amazon,
everywhere.
YouTube,
iTunes.
iTunes. Yep, you can definitely go check the video out.
I'm gonna ask a completely inappropriate question.
I love it.
An inappropriate and a question out of ignorance.
I've been drinking now.
I have been wondering about this forever. I wrote a book once. Okay. They sell the book. They keep track of how many books they sell. They send me whatever the hell it was, 25 cents a book, 50 cents a book. Mm-hmm. How the hell do you guys get paid now? I don't understand how you get paid.
Oh, yeah. Well, see, that world has changed.
Oh, yeah?
Much that I can't even keep up anymore. It's what it is you need people to stream your music. You need people to search for your music. You need people to watch those videos. And the more popular something is, the more eyes and attention goes to it. And then you start getting sponsorships.
So the money's not coming from the consumer, essentially. Like if I
not on the level it used to be now.
Spotify, I'm not sending you any money.
No.
No, you're paying your monthly service, and then it breaks down to like a little bitty fourth of a third of a penny.
That's what I mean.
It's a fraction. It's a fraction.
The main way artists probably get money nowadays is shows.
But we do shows, merch.
And then you sell the merchandise.
Endorsement deal. Licensing your music, things like that. Yeah.
So you better get your ass out there and do shows, is what you're telling me.
For sure. Yeah, and we need everybody to come out to this show this Friday at the Amp It Log Steel. Yeah.
That's why we ended on that note. So there you go. Guys, thanks so much. Best of luck to y'all. Thank you.
Hey,
very
thanks
much.
For having us. Shout out to Hatfield Media. Shout out to Rucker. He's not here today. Shout out to all the listeners. And please, go check out that video. Download the song and tell your neighbors about us.
Yes.
Bobby V, Nicky V, appreciate y'all, man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Skull. Salud. Chindan, as we paisan say. Good luck to you. Take care.
Thank you.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. ESPN 680 1057.
More V-Show with Bob Valvano is now, right here, on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
That was great visiting those guys. Really appreciated that. It was an interesting lesson in that. I'm fascinated by any form of the creative process, especially... putting together the process that goes into making songs and music and videos and everything that goes with it. And the business side of it. Like, I did wonder how the hell they get paid. I'm sorry. I just, hey, that's a really good song. Let me go listen to it on Spotify. That's it. I haven't sent them any money. So how are they getting paid? But they're getting paid. The song we're talking about, Texas are just tuning in. What song are you talking about? They did a remake of My Old Kentucky Home, not the Stephen Foster My Old Kentucky Home. This was the one that they had done about 20 years ago that was a huge hit. And they just redid it. And we were talking to them about the process by which they did the remake differently than the original. They used actual real live musicians and they included some different lyrics and I listened to it and I was glad because I really did mean that. I wonder sometimes, and I don't want to overanalyze this. Just enjoy what you enjoy. But there are sometimes I swear I would see something and say, boy, I kind of like that. And I would almost feel like, guilty to say I like that. Like, I'm not supposed to like that. They probably wouldn't want me to like that. And I think they always felt like that was a shame. And if you listen to the lyrics of this remake of My Old Kentucky Home, they sing exactly that. It's supposed to be, hey, you know, young, old, black, white, blue, green, yellow, left, right, north, south, whatever. And I like that.
Yeah, and the music video is very positive,
as a
too.
Blue, green, south, northern. Yeah, that's absolutely it. There you go. So that was appreciate them. They don't go by, they're just all independently working, though, are they? I mean Napa Roots, I know, but be still a Napa Roots. But
right.
The other two guys are solo artists?
Yeah, I think they kind of do their own thing. I know Demi's done some stuff, under the name Ipkiss Pinecone. He's done some stuff, like, I think he's got like a duo that he does. He works there. Not sure about KD, but they all kind of do. You know, they used to. I think that KD and Demi were part of the group Villbillies. But yeah, I think a lot of the members of the Villbillies have kind of gone off to do their own thing over the past couple of years. I don't want to speak for them, but I think that's kind of the case. So, yeah, but no, it was a collaboration of those guys.
Let's try this. Oh, by the way, it's a V-Stakes. Enter right now. Right now. Stop what you're doing and enter. If you're driving, pull off. Don't do it while you're driving, but enter.
Please.
That's a little forced.
437-9680, UPS Jobs.
We have a free haircut. We thank the great sponsorship. I'll partner with our friends at Big League Haircuts.
Big League Haircuts, 5-0 Tuesdays. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, $5 off a haircut ticket at two or more. Two area locations, Taylorsville Road, Bardstown Road. Play hard, look good. Big League Haircuts.
If your horse today wins and goes off at odds of longer than 4-1, you'll get two haircuts. So that gives you inspiration to try and take a longer shot. Because this is a decided favorite race here. It is the fourth race at Finger Lakes. This is the guy. I don't know if he's
still.
People
get lost in the Finger Lakes. Anyone know that reference?
No.
No, I don't.
You've never seen The Office?
I've seen it, but I have.
Jim Carrey has a cameo where everyone's applying for Michael's job after he just leaves.
Right.
And they ends it off with Jim Carrey. And he's, yeah, you know, I left my family in the Finger Lakes to apply for this job. Probably should get back there. People get lost in the Finger Lakes.
Okay. Yeah. A good reference out of you. Did not know that.
Strong work, Tanner.
Finger Lakes, we think this is the old track announcer who used to go, away they go.
There they go.
I don't know if it's him or not. We'll find out in about 7 minutes, because here's your field. It is a 10-horse field, but do not pick 4 and 6, because they've scratched, so it's really an 8-horse field. Take anybody but 4 or 6. Here's your field from the top down and the odds. Baby Fade is 7-2.
It's kind of like what I got going right
Baby
now.
Baby Fade. Oh, number 2 is Betty Rubble. How cool is that?
Oh, that's awesome.
8-1. Number 3 is The New Miami, 6-1. 4 scratched. 5 is Sweet Invasion, 6-1. 6 is scratched. 7 is Bonfire Diva, 13-1. Number 8 is the heavy favorite with a good rider. Jacqueline Davis is a good jock. Can you call women their jocks, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I don't think that's
she's good.
Gender.
I followed her, so that's bad, because she's a short price favorite. Throw your hat in the ring with that, and you'll take a chance on having your name drawn of all the winners. But that would be who I would play. Banned from Midway with Jacqueline Davis. Number 8 is Kateri Empire, 11-1, and number 10 is Bad Connection at 16-1. Here's what the Trackmaster has to say to you punters. Number 8, Banned from Midway is his or her first choice. As a contender, given the recent 77 Equibase speed figure, has a strong shot here if you like back class. Who doesn't like Who doesn't like a black class? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's insane.
Number 1, Baby Fade. O'Callaghan has a solid 15% win rate, ran a strong race last time. Callaghan is the trainer, Carl O'Callaghan of the 1, Baby Fade. Number 3, The New Miami could provide positive dividends based on recent Equibase speed figures, averaging 59. Has to be given a look based on the decent speed figure recorded in the last race. The New Miami, number 3, currently at 6-1. So his choices are 8-1-3, 8 is 7-5, 1 is currently 7-2, and 3 is 6-1. I'll go over the names one more time before they start, so that when you're listening on the radio, you know who you're actually rooting for. But we'll get to that in a second or two here as we get ready for a V-Stakes today. So,
do we have time to do a Sports Center off with our interns while we're filling some time?
It says 3 minutes to race. Nick feels guilty because he asked him to race.
Yeah, because I asked him to do it. And
I know. I mean, I've told him the whole thing, though. You get told you're going to do it, and then you lost time.
It's part of radio.
It's like being in Johnny Carson.
Yeah.
I want to see you want to see how this works?
Oh, you're going to scan the QR
code?
I'm going
to see if it works. Now, for their sake, I hope it does. I'm going to do the QR code. They give these little cards out. The QR code comes up. There it is. And now I hit it, and I should get the song, right? Isn't that what should happen?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's going to come up on Spotify or YouTube or something like that. There we go.
Hey, that was a horse.
A little horsey action.
Oh, this is not only this is the video.
Yeah.
It's downtown Louisville. There's a sign, Welcome to Kentucky.
Kentucky home.
That's Demi,
yeah. Demi does the first verse, then KD, then Be Still.
They're playing cornhole, man. Keep an eye on the race so we don't miss it. That's KD.
Right.
That is deep. Chicken like the Colonel. Big ass hat. Bridges in a thermal, trying to have a good day and jot it all in my journal. Country girls waving, got your boy misbehaving. We can ride to Mammoth Cave and find ourselves a safe haven. Derby pie, what I'm craving. Double shot of Pappy. Oh, no, I ain't shaving. Gotta keep it napping. Ride past Muhammad Ali in Fern Valley. Got family from Marion to Muhlenberg County. Country and I'm proud. Yeah, we ride horses off in Church of Down. And I might wear a cowboy hat, but I don't own no cows. That's a funny line. Telling you about the guy playing the harmonica? He's telling you something about the guy playing the harmonica.
Oh, yeah. No, like the guy that's in the video is the actual harmonica player.
Very nice.
Yeah.
You know, you were right. You tell me a lot. Like, I'd like things and I really hate them, like the ride at Disney.
But that was one time.
But that I really like.
No, I told you. I told you you'd like that. It's too catchy not to like, and it's too positive not to like. I feel like that's, you know, right in the V-Show ballywick.
Absolutely. Very nice. All right. Yeah, they should have a way to refer to themselves, though. You know, like the Traveling Wilburys. You know, they need a name.
It's KD and Demi. KD and Demi featuring Be Still.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, KD and Demi featuring Be Still. And they're all going to be performing together this Friday.
Yeah.
That's nice. Wish them the best luck.
With Petey Pablo, name from the past.
Okay. Here's some names from the present. Here's the horses. Baby Fade now is down to 2-1, the one horse. How about that? Betty Rubble is 18-1, number two. Number three, the New Miami, 10-1. Number five, Sweet Invasion, 6-1. Number seven, Bonfire Diva, 8-1. Banned from Midway, still the favorite, though. Even money favorite, number eight. Number nine is Kateri Empire, 27-1. Number 10, Bad Connection at 19-1. So unless the one or the eight wins, you'll get two haircuts. But it sounds like they are the decided favorites as we go for a sprint race of 5.5 furlongs at Finger Lakes in New York. So text us if you pick any number other than, well, not any number other than four or eight, because you four or six, rather. You can't send us like 700.
That would be, I mean, you could, but you won't win. Yeah, yeah, unfortunately.
So any number 1 to 10, but do not send 4 or 6 because they have scratched.
So.
Demi also wrote a song that Alice Cooper covered. How about that?
Oh, cool. I didn't know that.
So he probably gets money for that.
I don't know where the number is for this conference call we have to do.
I'll find it. We have until 3:30.
No, I think we have until 4:30.
No, it's 3. Oh, it's 4:30. It's 3:30 his time?
It's 3:30 Central time.
I'm going home. I'm not doing it here.
All right. Sorry to be the bearer of bad news, but it says 3:30 Central time. I'm assuming that means it's 3:30 Central time.
Yeah. Texter says they say, because I still have vinyl. I still have a record player. I like retro. They say vinyl, especially the long play 33 and a third records, have more fidelity than other types of recording, more dynamic range, especially true of the most outer tracks. I don't know.
I just got
my girlfriend a vinyl of
vinyls. It is cool, but you know what's very cool? You know, this is now retro in a way, in a big way. They make CDs now that are like scaled down versions of what the records.
Yeah,
I've seen those. It's the same record jacket, and then the little thing inside. You know, the sleeve is the same as what went inside the big record. I think that's very cool, because that was a pain in the neck. The old records, you used to have to hold them. You had to put your finger, middle finger in the little hole in the middle. There we go, mixtape. There it was. Put your finger in the hole, there you go, and your thumb on the outer edge of the record, and then you had to somehow finagle it into the jacket, and then you had to put it
mixtape.
Very nice. Then you had to put it in the actual record sleeve thing. And anyway, that was that. All right, so good luck. Hope you win for the V Stakes race number 4 in Finger Lakes.
The New Miami goes forward.
That sounds like the guy, don't you think?
A little bit. We'll see here.
Invasion.
No, sorry, guys. It's been 0 minutes to post.
He doesn't say in a way, and they're off. He says, away they go. That's what he says. Come on, do it, please. Mr. Man, that's what you say.
Slight favorite. Band from Midway goes in.
That's him.
Yeah.
I'm feeling good.
Couple of long shots.
Oh, there you go.
Round out the field. Kateri Empire. And Bad Connection.
Come on, do it.
Come on.
It's like the start of the...
They're in the gate. And they're off.
Maybe no! Maybe
draw between horses. There goes Bonfire Diva. Bonfire Diva's in front on the attack immediately from the outside. Bad Connection. So these two go at it with Betty Rubble moving up along the rail in third. Then we come back to the New Miami, who's fourth. Banned from Midway, fifth. She's 3 lengths from the lead and moving forward. To her outside is Kateri Empire. Along the rail is Baby Fade. Then we have Sweet Invasion, who's at the back of the pack. She's about 7 lengths from the front. Bonfire Diva and Bad Connection through an opening quarter of 22-4. It's Bonfire Diva half length. Bad Connection trying to keep up. Here comes Band from Midway. And along the inside, the New Miami's in with a chance. Off the turn and into the stretch. Bonfire Diva, Rohina trying to shake her up, but Band from Midway went right on by. It's Band from Midway starting to edge away now and open up from Bonfire Diva. The New Miami trying to chime in for the minor awards, but they're coming past the 16th pole, and it's all Band from Midway. Good-looking effort here. Band from Midway by 5. Then it was the New Miami, Bonfire Diva, and Sweet Invasion in 107-1.
Don't be betting against Jacqueline Davis, man. Why do you want to waste your money?
Just throwing money away.
What are you doing?
It's a proven system. You're no, throwing Carl. Money away. Fine, stay a sucker.
Banned from Midway takes it in what? A laugher.
I hit an exacta box on that race.
Hey!
378, baby. See the ticket.
That a kid.
What
I will never do that again.
What did it come in?
I don't know.
I mean,
yet.
It came I in got, eight, but who off. Finished second? Because the three is 11 three. To 1. So if it's 8-3, it might pay something. Let me go see here.
Wait, so the eight, yeah, so 8-1?
If it paid 8-3, you would get, you'll get a $25 for the $1 exacta. If it came in, what was the other one he said? 8, what? 8-7?
8-7 and 8-3, I think.
8-7 would be $21. So root for 8-3, you'll get a little bit more. So, well, he was very excited about that.
Yeah, no, I am the worst horse racing handicapper ever.
Yeah, I'm bad at sports betting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, does Churchill got a horse bobblehead giveaway?
That's who I'm betting. I'm going all in on that.
Darren Rogers, if you're listening, can we have a bobblehead
now? They have a secretary bobblehead. I think I have it in back.
Yeah, I think you, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty cool.
That would be very cool. All right, we're out of here, folks. Streebles next. Thanks for spending some of your afternoon with us. Thanks to the guys for coming in.
KD, Demi, and Buffalo and Still.
What do his friends call him? Buff, B, Still?
Stilly.
Stilly?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how I could go and have the grits, the hash browns.
Watermelon
Stilly,
chicken.
Willie,
watermelon chicken and grits.
And Todd. Blinkin', winkin', winkin', blinkin', and Todd.
Are they the...
Blinkin' and Nod. There we go.
Pac-Man go?
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.